Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is horrifying what is happening with 5 major fires taking place in Southern California. And we can have debates about what should be done, what should have been done before, what should be done while it's happening. And after. And I heard Adam talking about this, and Adam and I have talked about this together many times also. And Adam's point is fairly close to my point, too, on can we just, well, this part we're 100% agree. Do we still have the ability to come together ever, Dave? Because at some point, as we became more and more divisive, and some of that's on Trump, plenty of it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Plenty of it. Does he participate? Yes. Am I going to talk about his participation in the fire? Yes. But would a lot of this have happened without Donald Trump, Dave? Yes.
A lot of it was happening well before Donald Trump became part of the national political scene.
But what is different now? And I said it repeatedly since I started here. And COVID only reinforced it. If we had another 9/11, God forbid, the finger pointing would start as the plane was exiting one of the towers. I think it'd be that fast. We would move past the horror, the terror to fill in the blank. Let's say if Trump's president or Biden's president or your president. Their fault, their fault, their fault, their fault. Now, did we find out some things about Bill Clinton missed opportunities with Osama bin Laden? Yeah, we did. Did we find out about Condi Rice and what they were saying in August and George Tenet? Yeah. But you know what we thought of on 9/11 and for the next few weeks? The people were killed. The people were burned alive. The people who jumped. It's hard to even say from 100 floors up because they decided they'd rather die hitting pavement than being burned alive. We thought of the family members and the friends who would show up outside the trade towers holding pictures of their loved ones saying, "Have you seen my husband? Have you seen my wife?" And this fire has 5 dead, okay? So I'm not equating it directly to 3,000 dead and to multiple wars starting. But it is a tragedy that we're watching. The country's paying close attention, and the video plays a part. Just does, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's far from over.
And it's, well, the report up there again recently, 0% containment.
Yeah.
And it's in a gorgeous part of our country. Does that alter if 5 people died somewhere else? No, it does not. But is it an area where people have seen on TV over and over and over again? Or like you, travel there. I mean, your text, you're talking about maybe think of places that you guys went to Malibu when you've been doing these triathlons.
Reading reports last night of restaurants we've dined in, places we've gone to that have burned. And thinking that is, you know, there's a certain level of mourning there.
Yeah. Because I was so lucky to call Wolves games for 16 years. The Wolves, throughout most of that schedule, played the Lakers twice and the Clippers twice. Sometimes back-to-back. More often than not, we had four separate trips there. So let's take out a few. That's 55 work trips purely to L.A. just for the Wolves. For vacations and other business, I bet, honestly, another 25. I've been in L.A. 75, 80 times. It is such a gorgeous place. What I want to put up with the traffic, what I want to put up with all the logistics, it's daunting. But it's one of our signature parts of our country. And I don't want to hear about the politics right now of, oh, it's liberal this. We're talking about the beauty. Yeah. And the recognizability.
There's a reason that many millions of people put up with the traffic.
Yeah. Go out there and tell me it's not beautiful and we're just going to not agree. On the political discussion, Karen Bass going when she's received some warnings about what might happen, head shaking. This is the mayor of L.A. And then before a press conference or her speech, when she was asked questions about should you have left, what took you so long, what about, because $17 million was cut out of the budget, of the fire budget. And Dave, have you seen the video? She says nothing.
Yeah.
For close to 60 seconds, right? I don't remember seeing, and if you're the mayor of L.A., you're a big-time politician. A big-time politician, and it was not health-related, freezing that bad. Joe Biden has health issues. Mitch McConnell has health issues. Again, by the way, health issues. One was the president, one is still the president, and one was the Senate Majority Leader. What does that say? She had no idea what to say, which was stunning. And then we get to the president-elect. And he's been talking about it because some people told him this. And there are people who believe this, too. I'm not saying people don't, but a lot to scoff at this, that all we have to do is get a Swiffer, like the biggest Swiffer ever. And if we Swiffer up our forests all across the globe, we'll never have a significant fire again.
You get your rakes.
Yeah, rakes.
Rakes, Swiffers.
You got a Swiffer? I got a Swiffer. I really like this one.
I do not have an actual Swiffer.
Oh, you should get one.
I've got one with reusable pads. Same kind of thing, but you can wash the pads, so you don't got to buy the new pads.
Of course. You want to save some bucks.
I want to save the environment.
Yeah.
And some bucks. Microfiber. It's the way to go.
I can't believe you just gave me that. Are you automatic? Dave did that over-the-top sarcasm. Are you automatically a dork if you're still doing it? Because I think you are. When somebody goes like 651-461-1926, and they're going, and they're pointing the finger at you.
I get to the finger gun.
The finger gun. What is your first thought?
Pro tip.
So the president-elect, who again believes raking, and I think he believes it would solve everything. And again, there is a – I'm not saying they don't have – he doesn't have people on his side. But here's his tweet. While L.A. is burning and people are coming home, and I just want everybody to think about this, whether you have a one-bedroom apartment, you have a starter house, you have a starter condo, you have the biggest mansion on the planet, and everything is gone. And for a lot of these people, you know what they don't have? Insurance. Because we have so many areas in our country now where the insurance agents are acting like, well, we're not going to be that compassionate, but we're going to be insurance people, and we're too worried what's going to happen. With good luck to you in South Florida.
Yeah.
Right? And good luck to you even further now in the Southern California. So what I want to hear from the president-elect is, I am with you. I'm sure President Biden is supporting you. And anything I need to do that is still a part of it, and I'm sure it will be when I take over January 20th, Governor Newsom, you reach out to me right away. No, here's the tweet. Governor Gavin Newsom, while a part of his state is melting down.
That's a good start.
You know, he's going with this cute nickname for him that he's always had. Refused to sign the water restoration declaration put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snowmelt from the north to flow daily to many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burned. Then we find out there's no such document.
I'm shocked. Shocked that there was a certain level of untruth to that.
Even now, he's lying. There's no document. Then he goes to the smelt, the fish. He wanted to protect an essentially worthless fish called a smelt. This has nothing to do with that part of California. It's the Bay Area, Northern California rivers. Okay? Has nothing to do with this. This is where, when he was at Jimmy Carter's funeral, talking to Barack Obama, acting like a former president, president-elect, it's not that tough to do it. And by the way, it was also the giant pylon. Even though it turns out there's no document and the smell has nothing to do with this fire. If you want to have a conversation about Karen Bass locking up last night, I'm there. I started the segment with it. It was embarrassing. If we want to talk about other things that Newsom hasn't done, fair. Bass's budget cuts, fair. Because somebody earlier with Adam brought up, well, you know, you and Chad and others will bring up after a school shooting, bring that up. You know when we don't on this show, and Adam doesn't either? When it's an active shooting situation. You know what I take great pains to say over and over again? We don't know what happened this time. And until we know, I don't say that. I got a tip last time with the one in Madison at 12:30 that it was a female. And was told off the record, you can't say this. And I really wanted to say it because it's kind of counter. And I kept hearing over and over and over again, people saying, click down our station, by the way, he. And I just had to eat it. Because when it's going on, you don't say it. Will I then opine a hell of a lot and get mad? Yeah. But while people are fleeing for their lives, I don't think the president-elect should be going with Gavin Newsom. Is that tough?
The nicknames and the jumping into lies right away, no, it's not too tough to avoid that. I don't mind starting the conversation early. We know how this country works.
Yep.
Once the fire's out, you think 90% of the country is going to be engaged in the conversation about stopping the California fires or other issues that could be solved with, you know, whether
it's a fair
water
point.
Situations.
Yeah. I don't think, I think though on school shootings when they're happening and we're inclined to feel like a gun has evolved somewhere, I want to hear more about how the gun was acquired, whatever, before. But I'm willing to say then, can we just do something? Right?
Yeah.
Again, what is realistic? Because, and I'm way late here, I apologize. Part of what we're going to get to with Jamie is more fact-driven coming up. The facts are the winds were 80 to 90 miles an hour in a tinderbox. That's what happened. It's not smelt. It's not water restoration. And the fire hydrants weren't working because so many people needed water. Those are just facts. I really don't need to hear him licking in my ears. Not my ears, but in my ears.
Lapping it up. La, 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 la,
la. So one texter very angry. Say he still really loves us, but
that's nice.
Angry, but mad at me. Facts. I said the last 30 seconds of what I said were facts. That's just the truth. Now this texter adds, yeah, you all keep hanging around in government's coattails. Are we hanging around in government's coattails? I never thought I was really hanging in government's coattails. I've never needed a police officer or a fire department in my life, and I'm pretty sure I ain't going to start now. And let's be real, government lies to you more than your own friends, and that is facts. Well, yeah, my friends are more honest to me than the government. Yeah, but And I don't always agree with everybody in government. In fact, most of government I view skeptically. But you know what I like? I like the way police. You know what I like? I like the way fire. I like that we have people who participate in government. And by the way, if you live here, you actually do enjoy the benefits of police and fire and government. So those weren't facts. Susie next.